بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we started a new chapter, Babu I'anat al-Rafiq, a chapter on helping one's travel companion, one's sati, to come to the assistance of your sati and traveling with a person, and how you should help him. And we explained that the hadith of Jabir radiallahu anhu, that he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he addressed us and said, O Muhajireen and Ansar, that verily from amongst you, your brothers, are those who don't have any wealth and they don't have any family. What you should do is to join two or three of your companions to you. So he said, I also joined two or three of my companions. And we took turns to ride my own camel. I took the same amount of time like they had taken. In other words, that same period duration that I would ride, we would take turns, the next person would ride. The next person finished and the third person would ride. But it wasn't such that because it was my camel that I got any preferential treatment. We were so equal in the way we went about doing it, that even my own camel, that we all shared turns in riding the camel. So this was the level of ikram that Sahaba had. Imagine somebody having their own car, and they're giving somebody else a lift with them in that car, but they're taking equal benefit as the next person. They're not thinking that this is my vehicle, I should get 1 minute extra, 1 moment extra. But exactly the same amount of benefit one person took, the next person took. This was the amount of love and ikram that Sahaba had amongst themselves. One more hadith to finish this chapter. وعن جابر رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتخلف في المسير فيزجي الضعيف ويردف ويدعو له رواه أبو داود. Hazrat Jabir رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم during a journey he would go to the back. During the journey people used to travel. Now they would travel in the form of a caravan, many people together, all of them moving. So the big caravan that's moving of animals, one behind the other, they're moving in that manner. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do, is he would go right to the back. And the reason why he would go right to the back is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam could urge the weak. He could make, if anybody needed assistance, he could take that person, help him, put him with him. Or Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make dua for him. So this shows the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In any entourage, you'll find that the big people, they don't ever move right at the back, assisting people, the weak people. They are either right at the front or they are just behind the front where they got all that pomp and all that glory, because they are the head and the leader. They are showing and they are possessing leadership. But then the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would go right to the back to see that how he can help those that are weak. Those that are weak generally will be behind. So he'll go and he'll urge them. When you urge a person and you give them advice, encouragement, then their spirits pick up. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pick up the spirits of his satis, his companions. The next thing he would do is if they need physical assistance, he would take them, help them, put them onto his camel, his animal. And the next thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do is make dua for them. Can you imagine how the spirits would pick up? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua for them. So this was the style and this was the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a man for the people. He was a people's man. He was there with the people all the time. In their tears, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam teared. In their smiles, he smiled. So this was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why he got the love of Sahaba. And up till now, we love him so much. It was because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's a practical person. In every single thing he did, he was very practical. It wasn't that he was on one pedestal and the followers on another. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam were with them and assisted them. So this is a good quality to have if a person is young and healthy. If you look to see who's weak in the group, in the jamaat, who's weak, and for example, we're moving for Hajj, now he looks to see which person needs assistance and which person needs help. The great khidmat he can do is the person can try and help those people. He may not do so much of ibadat, but he's covering up with his khidmat. Here we see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's making khidmat, such great khidmat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making despite his maqam. Today we start another chapter. Babu ma yaqulu idha rakiba dabbata lis-safari. The chapter on what du'as a person should do when mounting his conveyance. The person is going now on journey, and now he mounts his conveyance, the person is going on the aeroplane, the person is going in the car, he's going on a long journey, he's going on the train, he's going in the ship, wherever, whichever conveyance he's using of traveling, then what du'as should a person read? Very, very beautiful chapter to see the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we'll see from the du'as here, that what appropriate du'as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make when traveling. If the chasab, Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi would say that the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are actually a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What du'as he would make, what words were used in his du'a. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَجَعَلْ لَكُمُ الْفُلْكَ وَالْأَنْعَامَ مَا تَرْكَبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that Allah Pak has made ships and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made animals so that you could ride on them لتستووا على ظهوره, so that you may mount on them, you may sit on them. ثم تذكروا نعمة ربكم, then you remember the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, that Allah Pak is being so kind to you. Allah Pak is actually providing a means, a transport for you, a conveyance for you. So sometimes when we sit in our car, we should just ponder for a few moments how kind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to me. If he wanted, he could, I could be one of those people that are just walking on the street without any transport, without any means, modes of traveling. Allah Pak has given me a vehicle, Allah Pak has given me a mode of transport. ثُمَّ تَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ رَبِّكُمْ. And a person after sitting, after mounting that animal, the transport, he remembers the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. إِذَا اسْتَوَيْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ, when he mounts that animal or that conveyance, وَتَقُولُوا سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَنَا هَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ وَإِنَّا إِلَى رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. And that you say, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي, glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, سَخَّرَ لَنَا هَذَا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has subdued this for us. Person is sitting, for example, on a horse, a camel, or even a vehicle, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this thing subdued to me. وَإِنَّا إِلَى رَبِّنَا وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ. We could never ever have made, imagine a person sitting on a strong horse, وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ. We could never ever have made this thing subservient to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it. Allah Pak has made this animal subservient to us. Allah Pak has made this vehicle subservient to us. وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. Allah Pak has made the ship subservient to us. We could never have done it. The ocean could have just taken it and moved away with it. The wind could have taken it. So it's only the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has given us some control over this. وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. This was the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the beauty of this dua that is taught to us in the Quran. وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. And surely we will return to our sustainer. A person is going on a journey, he mustn't forget that a day is coming when he'll have to do that journey where he'll have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that should never ever be forgotten on a journey. Therefore, from the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see that this dua specifically for the journey, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua as though akhirat was right in front of him, even on the journey. Generally, when a person is on a journey, a person is there at the time of ghaflat, a person is moving in the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgotten. A person may be going in the plane. There's so much of entertainment. There's so much of merrymaking. There's wine being served. There's different types nowadays. Different type of people are there. People are in a celebratory mood. But a mu'min, when he's reading this dua, وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. I'm not forgetting that I am going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm actually moving. Even though I'm going on this journey, I'm moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person in reading this dua, he doesn't forget that. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll start the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the du'as are a little bit long, it'd be nice if we do them properly and we understand the meaning. But great lessons for us from the du'a of Rasulullah, from the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he would travel. Like that incident of Hazrat Mawlana Tanvi sahab rahmatullahi alayhi on the train, when that person came and offered him, the rail guard came and offered him, that yeah, you can travel without paying. You can put your goods in without paying. He said, no, I'm going to another station, I'm going further. And the person said, I'll arrange for you. They also, he said, I'm going further. Then he got surprised that how much further can you go? And Mawlana Tanvi rahmatullahi told him that I'm going towards Akhirat. I'm going there. Can you get any rail guard? Can you get any guard that will help me and take me free of charge to Akhirat? Then I'll be interested. So this is how a Muslim travels, a believer travels when he's on journey. That although he's doing a physical trip from A to B, but his mind is such that I'm traveling towards Akhirat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.